This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
The singer from the band Live, who had a massive album back in 1994 called Throwing Copper, sold 8 million copies in the U.S. Many of them ended up at those used CD stores back in the day. And All Over You is the song right there from Throwing Copper. 8 million copies sold. Ed Kowalczyk, singer from Live, turns 47 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. The most recent edition of my podcast, Political Beats, through National Review, is now live on iTunes. It's Charles C. W. Cook from National Review and my co-host and I talking about the Beatles, part two, where we go from Revolver through the end of the Beatles' career. Available now on iTunes later at National Review. Just talked Pat Kolbeck running for governor. Rick Snyder and Donald Trump competing for airtime this week ahead of the Michigan gubernatorial primary. Neither the term-limited GOP governor nor the Republican president are on the Michigan ballot. Both have prominent roles in new TV ads touting Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly and Attorney General Bill Schuette. Snyder endorsed Kelly this week, began taking a more active role in the race. This is a Detroit News story. The August 7th primary, fast approaching. The governor's Making Government Accountable nonprofit launched a $1.3 million TV ad campaign with a commercial that tells the Michigan comeback story featuring both Snyder and Kelly. Now, it's a nonprofit, so they can't tell you to vote for Kelly, but they just say nice things about him and then make you make the inference. That's how those commercials work. Donald Trump in the new ad for Bill Schuette, using footage of the president calling Schuette a great friend when he last visited Michigan for an April rally. So those ads hitting the TV airwaves. And yeah, the primary is less than a month away. Man, August 7th. August 7th is the Republican primary. They just had primary voting in New York. And Alex, I think we've got this clip. I heard that playing during the break. This is the socialist candidate who won the House race, defeating a incumbent Democrat in New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is now, of course, the cause celeb of much of the progressive and, heck, mainstream media attention is focused on this socialist who won in New York City. She's the future of the party, Tom Perez said. Can she save the country? Asked Think Progress. Or somebody said, can Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez save the country? Here's a better question. Can Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez answer a question from Margaret Hoover? Margaret Hoover, a quote-unquote Republican. I like her. I like her all right. She's barely a Republican. She's barely a conservative, right? But she counts for PBS. She's hosting a revival of the old Firing Line show that the great, great William F. Buckley Jr. used to host. And if you saw the original Firing Line, this is more like a 60 Minutes interview format, not the way it used to be on Firing Line with William F. Buckley Jr. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was not even pushed that hard by Margaret Hoover. Listen to this answer. Question from Margaret Hoover, answer from the socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Firing Line.
I am, of course, the dynamic there in terms of geopolitics and the war in the Middle East is very different than people expressing their First Amendment right to protest.
Well, yes, but I also think that what people are starting to see, at least in the occupation of Palestine, is just an increasing crisis of humanitarian condition. And that, to me, is just where I tend to come from on this issue.
You use the term the occupation of Palestine. What did you mean by that?
Oh, I think it, what I meant is like the settlements that are increasing in some of these areas and places where Palestinians are experiencing difficulty in access to their housing and homes.
Do you think you can expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd also just, I am not the expert on geopolitics on this issue.
All right, there we go. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the socialist, first saying that, attacking Israel, saying that they're occupying Palestine. Margaret Hoover actually pushes back a bit. What do you mean by that? She has no idea what she's talking about. Could not give an answer. Settlements and housing and stuff. Then, pressed one more time, admitted she has no idea what she's talking about. Literally. I'm not the expert on this geopolitical. I don't know. This is the future of the Democrat Party, of course, being taken down by one Margaret Hoover. If this were a conservative, this were a Republican who was being touted as the future of the party and she's going to save the country, and she turned in a performance like that, you'd see every late night show, Colbert and Last Week Tonight and John Oliver and Seth Meyers, of course, the eminently unfunny Seth Meyers, all playing that clip ad nauseum and taking shots at her for not knowing a thing about what she talks. Of course, none of that will happen because, well, she's of the left, a socialist. They like her. So if she doesn't really know what she's talking about, that's not quite as big of a deal. If they could poke fun at a conservative for doing something similar. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. If you're sick and tired of the IRS or the state of Michigan controlling your life, listen up. Every unfiled tax return and unanswered letter from the IRS affects your rights. And yes, you have rights. Chris McClatcher has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. stevegruber.com, Fresh Start banner, find out more. Back to wrap up hour two. I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.